Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Book 2. Propositions. Chapter 1. Propositions Generally. Introductory. Note that the word some is to be regarded henceforward as meaning one or more. The word proposition, as used in ordinary conversation, may be applied to any word or phrase which conveys any information whatever. Thus the words yes and no are propositions in the ordinary sense of the word, and so are the phrases you owe me 5 farthings and I don't. Such words as owe or never, and such phrases as fetch me that book, which book do you mean, do not seem at first sight to convey any information, but they can easily be turned into equivalent forms which do so, namely, I am surprised, I will never consent to it, I order you to fetch me that book, I want to know which book you mean. But a proposition, as used in this first part of symbolic logic, has a peculiar form which may be called its normal form. And if any proposition which we wish to use in an argument is not in normal form, we must reduce it to such a form before we can use it. A proposition, when in normal form, asserts as to certain two classes, which are called its subject and predicate. Either, 1, that some members of its subject are members of its predicate, or 2, that no members of its subject are members of its predicate, or 3, that all members of its subject are members of its predicate. The subject and the predicate of a proposition are called its terms. Two propositions which convey the same information are said to be equivalent. Thus, the two propositions, I see John, and John is seen by me, are equivalent. Normal form of a proposition. A proposition in normal form consists of 4 parts, namely, the word some, or no, or all. This word, which tells us how many members of the subject are also members of the predicate, is called the sign of quantity. 2, the name of subject. 3, the verb are, or is. This is called the copula. 4, the name of the predicate. Various kinds of propositions. A proposition that begins with some is said to be particular. It is also called a proposition in I. Note that it is called particular because it refers to a part only of the subject. A proposition that begins with no is said to be universal negative. It is also called a proposition in E. A proposition that begins with all is said to be universal affirmative. It is also called a proposition in A. Note that they are called universal because they refer to the whole of the subject. A proposition whose subject is an individual is to be regarded as universal. Let us take as an example the proposition, John is not well. This, of course, implies that there is an individual to whom the speaker refers when he mentions John, and whom the listener knows to be referred to. Hence the class men referred to by the speaker when he mentions John is a one-member class, and the proposition is equivalent to all the men who are referred to by the speaker when he mentions John are not well. Propositions are of 2 kinds. Propositions of existence and propositions of relation. These shall be discussed separately. The end of chapter 1. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.